It looks like one big treasure hunt, but this is Tokyo's antique mall. The hunters, Chinese art collectors looking to take back their prized cultural heritage. Growing wealth and a sense of national pride have made antique dealings a lucrative business back home. That's driven eager collectors to scan the globe in search of long-lost treasures. This antique dealer says so much of China's artwork was destroyed during the Cultural Revolution. There's a limited supply back home. That limit sent dealers and collectors to Japan, home to some of China's most treasured artwork. Many relics lost during wars and natural disasters ended up here, in part because of the country's proximity. Wealthy Chinese gifted valuable ceramics to Japanese friends they visited. Now these Chinese are buying them back. Miyuki Nakamura with the antique mall says there are a lot of counterfeit goods that have popped up in China. There's a sense that antiques found here are authentic.
Japan isn't the only country Chinese tourists are flocking to in search of these treasures. Europe is home to some of the most expensive Chinese antiques. In fact, last year, one collector purchased a vase for $68 million.
That's more than 100 times the most expensive piece at this auction. This cosmetics box from the 900s, just $300,000. Nakamura says antiques in Japan may not be as prized, but they're more accessible. The lower prices are a big draw for people hoping to cash in, and China's antique rush is welcome news for the Japanese. Cash-strapped collectors have cut back as the country's economy struggled. Nakamura says Beijing's rise is a win-win for China and Japan. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Tokyo.